This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Record numbers of people voted on Sunday in Hong Kong district council elections. They are viewed as a test of support for Chief Executive Carrie Lam following 6 months of often violent pro-democracy protests. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
This is Hong Kong's first election since anti-government protests began 5 months ago. If long lines outside polling stations are any indication, many Hong Kongers are eager to express their opinion. This voter, Mr. Ma, says he sees the elections as an extension of the protest movement. He says he wants to see a big change. Another voter, Ms. Kwok, says local political offices have been dominated by pro-establishment candidates for years. She says she wants more Democrats in office. Voters are electing district council members, which actually don't have much power. The outcome, though, will be seen as an important measure of public opinion. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Pope Francis is demanding world leaders renounce atomic weapons and the Cold War-era doctrine of deterrence. During a visit to Nagasaki in Japan, the second city to be hit by a nuclear weapon, he says the stockpiling of nuclear arms decreases security, wastes money, and threatens humanity. Iraqi police say security forces opened fire on protesters in southern Iraq, killing at least five people and wounding dozens of others. Continuing weeks of unrest in Baghdad and some southern cities continue. Police say protesters gathered overnight on three bridges in the city, and security forces used live ammunition and tear gas canisters to disperse them, killing three, and more than 50 others were wounded. For more news, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence paid a surprise visit Saturday to U.S. troops in Iraq and met with a Kurdish leader to reassure Iraqi Kurds of continued U.S. support. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S.-led coalition says its forces, along with hundreds of U.S.-allied Syrian Kurdish commandos, took part in an operation in southeastern Syria Friday, capturing dozens of Islamic State militants, clearing IS compounds, and seizing weapons and explosives. The news came on the same day Vice President Mike Pence visited Iraq in an effort to reassure Kurdish allies in the region, telling reporters,
President Trump's commitment to our allies here in Iraq, as well as to those in the Syrian Defense Forces, the Kurdish forces who fought alongside us, is unchanging.
President Trump's pullback of American forces in Syria opened the door for a cross-border offensive against the Kurds last month by Turkey. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Recently released documents show President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was in contact with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in the months before the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was abruptly recalled. The State Department released the documents to the group American Oversight in response to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. They show that Pompeo talked with Giuliani on March 26th and March 29th. Austin Evers, executive director of American Oversight, said the documents reveal a clear paper trail from Rudy Giuliani to the Oval Office to Secretary Pompeo to facilitate Giuliani's smear campaign against a U.S. ambassador. Several thousand protesters marched through Paris on Saturday to demand a national wake-up call and more government investment to prevent deadly domestic violence against women. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
A sea of purple flooded Paris on Saturday as tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets calling out domestic violence. The march comes as it was revealed that more than 130 women were believed to have been killed by their partner or ex-partner in the country this year. This demonstrator says her ex-husband punched her. The French government is due to publish the results of an investigation into domestic violence on Monday. A Council of Europe expert group on domestic violence said earlier this week that France needed to offer better protection for victims and their children, as well as more effective anti-violence measures.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. At least 34 people were killed Saturday in Kenya due to heavy rains in East Africa that have triggered flooding and mudslides. The Interior Minister, Fred Matiang'i, said mudslides claimed the lives of 29 people in three western Kenya villages. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.